USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The trial of Kyle Rittenhouse resumed on Monday in Wisconsin. Witness Gage Grosskreutz was forced to admit that he was pointing a loaded gun at Kyle Rittenhouse while Rittenhouse was on the ground before he got his arm blown off.
With your arms up in the air, he never fired, right?
Correct.
It wasn't until you pointed your gun at him, advanced on him, with your gun, now your hands down, pointed at him, that he fired, right?
Correct.
Grosskreutz lost his arm that night. Two others were shot dead. Los Angeles and Long Beach ports and surrounding neighborhoods continue to struggle with empty shipping container pileups. Officials at the ports reported some progress clearing containers at the terminals, but local police and neighborhoods continue to see trailers dumped into the streets. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Representative Chip Roy, Republican of Texas, blasted the Biden administration's incompetent immigration policies, saying blood is on his hands. The Texas congressman appeared on the Faulkner Focus Monday.
We're losing care. We got Border Patrol agents that we're bleeding out. About half of our Border Patrol agents may leave. Law enforcement that are not on the job in New York. Firefighters that are missing. Why? Because of an unnecessary virtue signaling mandate from a president who barely even knows where he is in the morning.
The Republican challenging the Democrat New Jersey governor in the 2021 gubernatorial race may pursue a full recount if the winning margin for the governor is too small. The campaign of Jack Ciattarelli, a Republican who challenged New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy running for re-election, said on Monday in a statement that Murphy is leading the election by 2.6% or by over 66,000 of the vote, according to unofficial results. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 24. Online bingo is now America's favorite pastime activity. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com to play Bingo Treasure for free. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card, play more. Chat with other players, meet new friends. It's all free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry! Free accounts are limited.
Diabetes screening is now recommended at age 35 for overweight people.
Top health officials are now lowering the age for when some people should be screened for diabetes. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force saying screening should happen at age 35 for those who are overweight or obese. The CDC saying more than 34 million Americans have diabetes but don't know it. To check if you have diabetes, all you need to do is take a blood test. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thousands gathered outside Los Angeles City Hall Monday to protest the mandate for all city workers to get vaccinated against COVID-19 by December 18th. The vaccine requirements for city workers are meant to increase vaccination rates and stave off another deadly COVID-19 surge as the virus continues to circulate and the more transmissible Delta variant spreads. The group Firefighters for Freedom organized the rally dubbed a March for Freedom, saying it will be attended by firefighters, police officers, electrical workers, sanitation workers, and city government employees. Aerial video from Sky 5 showed a large crowd of people gathered in the area of 200 Main Street around 11 a.m., many carrying thin blue line and thin red line flags and signs including ones saying stop the mandate. Retired LAPD Detective Moses Castillo was attending the rally. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.